So welcome to the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema interview series. I'm your host. I'm John Fallon of the Indie Film NYC podcast. We're coming to you from the Filmmakers Lounge at Ateez Organic Coffee and Tea Shop on Metropolitan Avenue here in Kew Gardens. And I'm speaking to one of our filmmakers today. If you'd introduce yourself.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm Michael Goldberg, and I'm the director and the co-writer, co-producer of Surefire.
Great. And so tell us, what is Surefire?
Surefire is a crime comedy about a con man, New York City con man, having a midlife crisis. And he stumbles into becoming a movie producer when these gangsters threaten to kill him.
Oh, interesting. And so tell me a little bit about how this came together. And we were talking earlier, and it's a full short, but it's also a proof of concept for a feature.
It is. It originated as a feature. We have a feature screenplay done. Mm-hmm. And when we started to team up and build our team, it was suggested by a few people to make it as a short version first, mm-hmm. kind of like a proof of concept, but we really wanted it to stand on its own as a short as well. So we actually sort of rewrote it a bit and recontextualized it. We took three scenes out of the feature, and it essentially sets up the story and the three main characters. And then as a director, it was just fun to explore the world of the film and really like get in there and create the tone, the style, the look, the humor. So that just became an exciting thing unto itself. So it is a proof of concept, but it isn't at the same time. It really does stand on its own as a short. It's got a nice... It has a nice ending, but it also leaves you wanting more, which is hopefully what we did.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the goal, right? Wanting some producer to find a reason to pour money into a feature.
Exactly. Yes.
Because you're, we're all struggling to get these films and tell our stories. I mean, can you talk a little bit about kind of the process of, trying to get a feature made out of a short? You know, did you do crowdfunding or, there's a lot of different routes. What was your process?
Like I said, it originated as a feature. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little bit of background on the feature just so like maybe people can contextualize this a little bit. The inspiration started when I actually met sort of a shady producer who was quote unquote hiring me to write a script for him. I answered an ad somewhere looking for a screenwriter, and when I essentially quickly learned that he wanted to pay me in pizza, I realized that that was not going to fly, but he was such a character and an interesting kind of New York hustler character, not a shady, so I was like, this guy would be a great character in something. Mm-hmm. So that idea actually... I didn't do anything with it at first, but I circled back to it later, and that was the beginning of Surefire. And then it became a feature, and I brought on a couple of writers, and we wrote the feature script. Dave Chan is one of them. He's my co-writer, co-producer of the feature as well as the short. And then Steve Wisneski, and he is a writer of the feature and the short. So it started like that, but then, like I said, we started teaming up with another producer, our casting director, and people started recommending that we do the short as a way to create buzz, attract financing, attach cast. We're working with Kate Geller of Christie Street Casting. We're working with Jonathan Gray's office as production counsel. Just a lot of people started coming on board. Also Legacy Pictures, Kevin Christofferson, and great team. And it kind of felt like the right thing to do. So this is where we are right now, I guess, sort of fast forward. We're here at Kew Gardens and other festivals. Like, we're out there on the festival circuit creating buzz for it, and getting people to come out and see it. It's always more fun and exciting, especially with a comedy, to see it with an audience in a nice theater in New York, as opposed to just sending links around to people. Yeah. So that's one of the big things we're doing, is getting it in front of as many people as we possibly can, and doing our own hustling.
Right.
Out there pounding the pavement, meeting a lot of people, connecting with potential financiers, investors, producers, And we're kind of at the beginning of that process. We didn't finish the film. It was like a couple months ago we finished the film. So we're sort of fresh on the circuit as well as reaching out to people with the short to the feature.
So as kind of maybe a lesson or some advice for young filmmakers, because you've made quite a few things already yourself. You're an accomplished filmmaker. So you've kind of navigated these waters before. So what's the process of getting those people excited about your film, and what are the conversations like, or what are some of the magic words to say to get those connections?
That's a good question. Our approach is one approach, right?
Sure.
I mean, sort of, I guess every film has its own journey, and with us, it's been a lot of it's a lot of networking. It's also a lot of people who you know, and then people who your friends and colleagues know, and fellow filmmakers, creating a lot of relationships, really trying to find the right people too, which is really key. The people who are excited about the film, want to get involved in the film, you know, they like us, we like them. Mm-hmm.
How important is that to, you know, it's not just about the film, right? It's about the personal connections and liking each other, right?
Absolutely. I think that's a really key thing, you know, because, you know, we have a good film, but even still, like, a lot of it is like the people. Do people want to make a film with you? Do they want to, you know, are they excited about it? And a lot of that comes through you, you know, how, you know, we're passionate about the film, you know, and excited about the film. And then we want to connect with people who feel the same way. And you're right. I mean, some of it is the film, but some of it is us too, as a team as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of, I know you know that, and I just wanted to make that point that we're making art. We're making, but it's a business, and it's not a vacuum. It's you gotta hang out with these people for sometimes years.
Indeed, right. It really is important. Like, I felt like even just with the short film as an example, just like even all of the creative partners from the cast and the crew, amazing. The more people that you can get on your team who love it, who are passionate about it, who see it the way you do. And are obviously bringing their own thing and making it even better than what you could have. That's amazing. And you want that, like, from your producers to your actors to your director of photography, just everybody.
And so, is this a premiere for this short?
It is. I guess it would be a Queens premiere.
Queens premiere? Okay,
yes. We have screened in New York. We screened at the Art of Brooklyn Film Festival back in June. And I think that's been our only... We've screened at a few other festivals as well, but that's been our one New York festival. This is our second one.
And so, you know, what are audiences' reactions like? And how exhilarating is it to sit with them and watch them watch your work?
It has been... I mean, I'll say it's been great. I'm not just... saying that,
right.
It has been really great. I've been to, I think we're up to like 9 festivals now, and I've been to a good chunk of them, and it has been really amazing to be, even if the audience, we had a great audience here at Kew Gardens. There was a lot of people there, really into it, a lot of laughs. That's always a good barometer in a comedy,
right.
Is, you know, are people laughing? Are they engaged?
Sure.
You know, are they coming up to me or us, you know, afterwards saying that they like the film? And I've gotten a really great reaction. We've gotten a great reaction at every festival that I've been at so far. It's been really exciting just to kind of like feel like some buzz in the room afterwards, like people really excited about it.
And so the film itself is I think you described it to me as a crime comedy.
Yes.
And so why that genre, I guess, if that is a genre?
Oh, it is.
And what are you trying to explore with this film?
Because it started with that that story of meeting the hustler producer, the shady producer, I think the next idea that came to me was actually based on another story I heard about a con man who would go around, a real con man, who would go around pretending to be a movie producer and crashing parties in New York City. And so I thought, wow, if I took the idea of the hustler that I met and sort of merged it with that idea, it just seems like there's a crime story behind it somehow. You know, I want it to be a comedy, but it seems like there's something there. And then I looked to films like Broadway Danny Rose, the Woody Allen film, and Mel Brooks's film The Producers, both comedies, but both more so Broadway Danny Rose, have a criminal element. The Woody Allen character is being pursued by gangsters in Broadway Danny Rose. There's also another crazy crime in The Producers. So those both became big influences. And with Surefire, there's also, because it's about this producer stumbling into becoming, or a con man stumbling into becoming a producer, he ends up having to try to make a movie. So a really fun part of Surefire is there is a whole movie within a movie, and you actually, since he doesn't know how to write one, he has to hire somebody how to write one. And of course, the guy who he hires, it might not be the most qualified guy to write a movie. So you've got a producer who doesn't know how to produce. You've got a writer who doesn't necessarily know how to write for, going into the story a bit, for this diva actress who used to be big, who's now trying to make a comeback. She's boozy. She's desperately wanting to make a comeback. So it just felt like with these three characters, there's got to be, it is mainly a comedy, but there is this crime element to it as well. But done in this, we wanted it to be both grounded too and gritty, like a real New York film. Broadway Danny Rose has this sort of grittiness to it. I also look to Hollywood crime comedies like The Big Lebowski and Pulp Fiction, Get Shorty, American Hustle, films that have like a grittiness to them but are also funny. Maybe American Hustle isn't as funny, but all those other ones are. Even Pulp Fiction. So kind of trying to tap into something that feels both funny and dangerous at the same time. And it just, I guess, I brought in the story because it sort of organically came out of that.
Yeah, no, it sounds like you're really tapping into your New York influence. You know, that's sounds like something that you know, people love New York. So
and trying to do it in like even for the short, like we wanted the short to feel very like real New York and gritty, but also funny at the same time.
Sure.
So like just, you know, terrific performances, production design, cinematography, like just sort of everything, the costumes, like
Right. Everything
working together to create this world. It's kind of a retro feel to it as well. It is a bit of a throwback feel.
Nice. Well, I mean, I often ask people kind of what's next for them, but I think we know that you're going to be on this journey for quite a while. I mean, you're just starting with the festival circuits with the short, and, you know, God willing, you'll have a feature on the way very soon. And that's going to be a nice long journey, but it should be a lot of fun, right?
Absolutely. No, that's what we're in the midst of it. We're in the thick of it right now. So I'll have to update you.
Yeah.
I'll come back. I'll come back with an update.
Well, hopefully by next year you'll at least have you'll be in post-production on it. So
we want to shoot it next year. So that's what we're aiming for now. So we're building the team and raising our money through this year and into next year to shoot next year.
Well, I'm glad that we could be part of your journey and help you get this film in front of audiences and, you know, gauge some more reactions and hopefully see some people get some interest in it for both just for pure pleasure and maybe they want to get involved with turning into a feature.
That would be great. Thank you for that. I just realized, I'll throw a couple things out here.
Sure, go for it.
I was like, oh, right. We are screening again. If people do want to see it, because we've already screened at Kew Gardens.
Right.
So if people would like to see it, we're screening at the Williamsburg International Film Festival next month, between September 15th and 17th. I don't know the exact date, but if you go to surefiremovie.com, no dashes or anything, just surefiremovie.com, or you find us on Facebook, Surefire Movie. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. And we also have our own podcast, which we were talking about bit earlier. Surefire Podcast, all one word.
You can find that on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. You can go directly to Surefire Podcast. It's there.
And what is that about?
So that podcast is about the making. It started as about the making of the feature, and still is, and then sort of evolved into incorporating the short as well. So we talk about, sounds somewhat similar to yours, but it's specifically geared for Surefire,
right.
And that we're talking about the making of a New York independent film from the ground up, from writing of the feature and some of the stories I mentioned to then, okay, now we're going to make a short and what does that mean? And doing some crowdfunding and fundraising and everything from, like, literally everything from casting and writing to shooting to post to everything.
Well, no one can blame you for not trying really hard. I mean, you definitely are working all the angles, and I mean, as we all have to. So kudos to your lack of sleep and your drive to get this film made.
Well, thank you very much. At the end of the day, it's a fun film. So if you missed it at Kew Gardens, like, follow us and check us out. We'll be screening in the city, hopefully quite a few more times. So
great.
And thanks for having me.
And thanks for being part of the inaugural year of the Kew Gardens Festival of Cinema.
It's been fantastic.
Thanks.
Thanks.